you know, I have this Rogerian background, so
right.
somehow for me it's still hard to understand, what do you gain from like being a therapist? What do you really take from the client?
Well, I don't, very good question. I don't come into a session wanting to take anything.
Mm-hmm.
And as a human being sitting here with you, some aspects of the field that we create together will have an impact on me. I'm not looking for it,
mm-hmm.
but I will be affected. If I notice I'm affected in a way that takes my attention off your needs, I have to either bracket it, which I guess we could say is a kind of retroflecting in Gestalt therapy terms, or I have to make a choice. And sometimes I do make a choice to bring it up. And I say, you know, something's coming up for me. It doesn't seem like it's exactly part of this conversation, but I keep having an image, and I would like to share it with you
mm-hmm.
to find out if it means anything to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I do so,
mm-hmm.
and it's often very rich. I have to decide whether I know this client well enough to know whether she or he would be knocked off base by my bringing something from myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to make that decision whether or not to bring something for myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I must not deny to myself that there are things coming up within me.
Yeah.
Not because I walked into the session looking for anything for myself, but because as a human being present here with you, it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, one more question about this bracketing or putting aside. Bracketing is a term that, like, I don't know, Gestalt first, like, parents or lovers use.
Actually, it's a philosophy term.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not able to remember at this moment whether it is Husserl
uh-huh.
or Heidegger
mm-hmm.
who began to use this term in, I believe it's Husserl, actually.
Okay.
But I have to look it up to make sure. Who began to use this term in a description of a kind of phenomenology
mm-hmm.
that he was exploring. And where he wrote that to be as open to experience, as open to phenomena that occur between two people,
mm-hmm.
we have to be willing to place on the side, and he used the word bracket,
mm-hmm.
Personal reactions that have to do with our values, our history,
mm-hmm.
Social status or social functioning, which may make us less open to hearing what the other person is saying. We have to be aware of those particularities of our own thinking and place them on the side temporarily. And he said, bracket like that. So this term wasn't invented by Fritz and Laura Perls, but they studied in great universities in Germany. And so they studied Husserl, especially Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And so they knew this term from studying philosophy, especially Laura.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Paul Goodman, who was the person who took Fritz's notes for a theory, which he brought with him to America from South Africa, and turned that into the theory part of our book, Gestalt Therapy, Excitement and Growth in the Human Personality. So also, Paul was very aware of philosophies
mm-hmm.
and their developers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I can't remember even right now whether the word bracket is in our foundational book,
mm-hmm.
but it certainly is used in discussion.